The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
As hauliers in the UK this week learned of potential two-day delays at a de facto border in Kent after Brexit, for Irish exporters the future around Brexit remains unclear. We could probably learn a thing or two from the 100-year-old history of one company, the Irish International Trading Corporation, based in Cork. Kieran McCarthy has been looking at that company's history and he joins me now from Cork. Kieran, you're very welcome. The IITC, set up 100 years ago, 1920, the year that gave us, you know, War of Independence, Bloody Sunday, not long after you would have had black and tans and the burning of Cork, an extraordinary context in which to set up a new business.
Yeah, good morning, Richard, and thanks for having me on. It's huge. I mean, 1920, Cork in particular, I mean, the War of Independence was raging. Like, we had black and tans in our streets and there was curfew, and we had an assassination of our Lord Mayor, Tomás McCurtain, and then we had another Lord Mayor that went into hunger strike, and then we had a burning of Cork. But in the midst of all of that, I suppose members of Sinn Féin and the business community actually were planning to float a new company that actually would, I suppose, go around the UK markets and find other markets in America and on the mainland in Europe.
And were these business people, Kieran, who were thinking of new business opportunities, or was it more like a political goal as well as an economic goal?
I think it's a mixture of like a political experiment, a social experiment. I mean, this particular company came out of a thing called the Cork IDA, and many cities in Ireland in 1919, 1920 kind of onwards had their own kind of IDA or Industrial Development Authority. And these are the forerunners of like the IDA in Ireland that was founded in 1949. So basically Cork had its own IDA, and that IDA had been set up in 1903. So there was 17 years of experience, kind of knowledge building and building skill sets. And in the Cork IDA kind of said, well, let's harness this information and this knowledge and see if we could set up an export company that if we do get our independence from Britain, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? And so the Cork IDA, they invested in three companies. And when I say invested, they kind of brought people together more so than, look, here's money to invest. So, I mean, they set up a ladies' underwear company, and they also set up, they were involved in bringing an Irish diaspora shipping company to Cork, called Moore and McCormack, and they were based in New York. And then they set up this Irish International Trading Corporation, Cork. So a very, very long name, because they really wanted to get their, I suppose, their point across.
And were they, who were the characters involved?
Okay, I suppose the main character was a guy called Liam de Rochta, who would have been involved in the Volunteers in Cork in 1916. He was he loved the Irish language. He was a member of the Corporation of Cork in 1920 when we had a Sinn Féin majority in Cork. He was a commercial teacher, heavily involved in commercial circles, very well respected. But interestingly enough, we have his diary from 1920, and he describes all the War of Independence period and his involvement. And then we have a page on where he actually showcases why he set up the company, and that there was a sense to him that he wanted something to do, that the money that he was getting from his commercial teaching work wasn't enough, and that he wanted to be involved in something else. And interestingly enough, like, he spent probably the next 20 years involved in Irish International Trading Corporation.
And it's interesting as well that, you know, let's say in the context of Brexit, if you go back to 1920, the Irish economy would have been so heavily linked to the British economy.
Yeah.
And Brexit now is part of that debate. We have talked about, we've achieved an awful lot in opening up new markets. We still have dependency on the British economy in certain sectors to a certain extent. But these guys decided to go off. I mean, they went to Berlin, they went to America.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say in terms of the German context, I mean, Germany had just finished World War One. Like, they were on, their economy was on their knees. There was also a treaty that they had to comply with, so they couldn't just trade with anybody. So Ireland was kind of in a unique position to take advantage of Germany. So in 1921-22, Liam de Rochta, the secretary of the Cork company, went out and had a chat with a guy called Victor Zorn. And I can tell you, by 1924, they were doing £50,000 worth of business with Victor Zorn in Berlin.
Did he have any German?
As far as I know, he didn't, but he was into languages, so he might have had a bit of German. But you can imagine like someone setting off on a steamship from Cork to the Netherlands and then taking a train to Berlin, and you can the fallout from World War One would have been clearly seen on the landscape. And this guy kind of created... Now, I have to say that Victor Zorn wrote a letter to the Cork IDA, and then the Cork IDA passed the letter on to Irish International Trading. So here was this random letter coming in from Berlin. So, I mean, we have the minute books of the board of directors going back to 1920. So they kind of approached it with caution. They weren't too sure what was kind of in the letter, the context and so on. Was there a political context to it? But Liam de Roche went out and met Victor Zorn. They got on like a house on fire, and then, as I say, like £50,000 worth of business, which is huge for 1920. And I mean, apart from Germany, they also sent reps out to Malaga and the Netherlands and Prague and Philadelphia.
And it's interesting as well that, you know, the point that comes across is that they really had their eye on a post-colonial independent Ireland and building its own commercial relationships. And yet they began that process in 1920. They were pretty confident that we were going to win.
Yeah, they were pretty confident. But I suppose you have to kind of put it in the context as well. Like, Cork has been a port city like for 1,000 years. So, I mean... the city knew what it was doing in terms of reaching out, that if you talk to someone and communicate to someone like that, you have a chance of actually winning a contract. I mean, and they were using local skill sets. I mean, apart from Liam de Roche, they had like three or four of the most prominent merchants in the city who actually signed up. And each, I'd say on average, there was like seven key merchants in the city signed up, and they all gave an average maybe of £500 each.
And of course, the company is still thriving today, 100 years later. We'll have to leave it there. Kieran McCarthy.
Thanks.
From Cork. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.